Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. I am your host, Ryan McQueenie, joined by my co-host, Kate Harrington, who we just had the pleasure of meeting. We've never met before today. That's not true. But got a chance to get to know her a little bit better, get to get a sense of what gets her going, what makes her who she is. We're already a big fan of Kate on the Skrull team because she brought us donuts this morning.
You're welcome.
Which Skrull veteran hosts will know is a great way to get your foot in the door on the Skrull Radio team for sure. So before we jump into our New Year's kind of conversation, I want it to be about, I don't want to just talk about New Year's resolutions. I want to talk about anything and everything 2016.
All right.
And I mean, I think that starts with listening to Daft Punk. And I certainly started my year by listening to Daft Punk.
Will it end with Daft Punk as well?
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. I know that the Gorillaz are coming out with another album before the end of the year, which will be great. A new one. But yeah, Daft Punk may never be a thing again, or could be a thing very soon. I don't know. But one more time, it's just, I had to do it. I had to do it to him because it's just one of those amazing let's dance and party and have a good time songs that also specifically happens to fit at the new year.
Yeah.
So that's why I picked a song. Hate me for it if you're not a Daft Punk fan. But that's why it was a thing. So before we jump into that New Year's thing, I want to talk about word of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm stumped, you're stumped, we're both stumped.
Correct.
Panglossian is the word. P-A-N-P-O-N? P-A-N-G-L-O-S-S-I-A-N. It's of Greek origin, I think, is what
that doesn't help
Robert
me.
Told us.
Yeah.
It's an adjective. And we've had a major breakthrough since the break.
Oh, yeah.
So remember that you can text us at 773-325-7341 if you have an idea. Lori Dietz, one of our directors at the Writing Center, texted in. First of all, she says KDH is a great collaborator.
Oh.
She's happy to have you on board.
Thanks, Lori.
Second of all, she's wondering if the word of the day has anything to do with Dr. Pangloss from Voltaire's Candide. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think so. Candide.
I think it's French. I don't know how to speak other languages, so what do I know? Okay, so at first I had no idea what that sentence meant that Lori said. But you've read this.
I did have to read it in AP Euro senior year.
Okay.
This not going
to
say that I remember.
Shocking to me because I've taken AP Euro and
really?
We didn't have to read books at all.
It was a weird assignment.
I got a 4 on the test. I don't know how you did.
3. Which DePaul doesn't take 3s, so it was really sad.
Disrespectful. Disrespectful, DePaul.
Yeah, it was rough.
Hey, at least you got that weighted grade in high school, though.
True.
That's worth it. I actually had a really interesting AP Euro experience. We won't go too deep into it, but let's just say the classroom and the teacher was absolutely shocked that I got a 4 point, or I got a 4 on their test.
That was me with AP US history.
Ooh, A push. Yeah. I never took A push.
I do not know how I got a 4.
Well,
it's writing. It's really just writing. Those DBQs, FRQs, just got to know how to write.
Right. Yeah. You're a great writer. We have already established that. So, Dr. Pangloss from this book by Voltaire, that's probably a disrespectful way to put it. But I'm just going to assume that it is that. Like,
it must be.
I would have to imagine that's what it means.
Voltaire must know that word.
Yeah. Or this is a word that started after this came out. Yeah. Because
Voltaire's pretty old.
Yeah. And
Panglossian.
I'm having a hard time imagining
like
a word.
You're like the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever my guess is whatever this person's personality is like is what this adjective means.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help. I have no idea. So
Panglossian.
We'll get back to word of the day. We'll try. We're going to give some more hints. Oh, I'll give a hint now. So we can think about it. And as always, word of the day relevant to the theme of the episode. Our first clue is just New Year's. New Year's.
That still doesn't help me at all.
Didn't you, you've read this?
Well, I do not remember Panglossian, Dr. Pangloss.
Well, maybe I'll be able to snag a victory on word of the day then.
New Year's.
So New Year's is our first clue, and New Year's is kind of what I want to talk about right now. What is your New Year's resolution, Kate?
So, I became a vegetarian on January 1st.
No way.
Way.
This is awesome. I'm so happy you just gave that answer because I, too, am... I'm not a vegetarian. I like meat too much, but I'm trying to do more vegetarian meals and I'm trying to eat more fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Specifically trying to stay away from like red meats and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going very well so far. I had a very delicious vegan meal last night.
Oh yeah. You were talking about that at work yesterday. How was it?
It was amazing.
Really? What was it?
Yeah. We ended up doing, so my buddy Colton has this, he's a vegetarian and he has this vegan cookbook and it's called Thug Kitchen.
Oh, Thug Kitchen. Yeah.
You've heard of this?
Yes.
Okay. I hadn't heard of it because I'm not
anyone remotely interested in veganism.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a thing. Okay, great.
It's a good book though. Did you read it? Did you look into it at all? It's pretty funny.
No.
It's like full of swears.
Oh, okay. Like that. That's like where the thug part of it comes from. Okay, cool. Yeah, it looked cool, like the graphics and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But we were just looking, he flipped through and picked one. So we did sweet potato and black bean enchiladas.
Yum.
And it was amazing.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
It was incredible.
I've had to learn to love black beans since becoming a vegetarian. You just gotta love lentils and beans.
See, that's my thing. I'll do black beans. Don't get me wrong. Black bean has a spot in my Chipotle bowl every day.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know if I can make the step up to lentils.
I haven't yet.
But I was told that artichokes are a great vegetarian source of protein. And
Most vegetables are. People don't realize it.
Yeah, apparently this whole thing where you need meat to get protein is just a total myth fabricated by the meat industry.
It pretty much is. You can get by very easily on veganism. Awesome. And save the planet also.
Awesome. In fact, former Skrull host Brandon Haskey is a vegan. So it all comes back around. Okay, cool. Your New Year's resolution is vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Going well so far.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, thumbs down on going well so far.
My only problem is that I really love Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, embarrassingly too much.
Okay.
So it's been really hard to avoid the B-dubs.
There's not a ton of vegetarian options there, although I would...
Fried pickles. Delicious.
You literally took the words out of my mouth. Because not...
They're so good there.
Fried pickles, it's just... This isn't a food show, so we won't go too in deep into this, but fried pickles are amazing. Pickles are amazing.
Everything you could want in
anything
an appetizer.
Anything deep fried is... Anything that's good is better deep fried, so just... Fried pickles are great. And so you can kind of like satisfy it. Dip the fried pickles in the sauce that you would get on a wing.
That's a good idea.
Because then you're satisfying the crunchy fried aspect and still getting...
You're so right.
And it looks like we're getting beat ups later.
Yeah.
Anyway, my New Year's resolution is very similar. I want to lose some weight a little bit. And more so than I lose weight, I want to like start getting healthy.
Healthy, yeah.
So I'm eating more fruits and vegetables. I'm going to the gym 2 to 3 times a week.
Nice.
Which doesn't sound like much, but is revolutionary for me.
Yeah, no, for real.
So I have to make it to the gym later today, actually.
I'm impressed.
Cool. So you just kind of shared your challenge to your New Year's resolution.
Yeah,
which is
what's yours?
You have a very specific challenge to yours.
It's hard.
I think along the same lines is that the unhealthy stuff that I eat and the unhealthy activities that I do are just like so fun and delicious.
So second nature too.
Yeah.
Just call up B-dubs really quick.
Yeah. And you know, I live literally right next to Devil Dogs.
Ooh.
And it's...
Those cheese fries.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. Let's talk about bananas and apples.
Yeah, yeah. So... But there's challenges to everything, and you have to overcome challenges like that. And I think that is a good kind of way to think and start reflecting about growth and growing as a person. And I think overcoming challenges like that, and you know, if, whatever my ability might be to stop going to Devil Dogs and start going to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You know, that's a challenge. And if I can overcome that, I'll grow. So thinking about growth this past year in 2015, I know for me personally, it was a crazy wild ride of a year. But thinking about from a professional and academic standpoint, how did we grow? How did you grow in 2015? I'm going to answer for you. Obviously, you got a job at the Aquaba, which is great.
That was my answer.
So how has that helped you become a better writer and a better student, and thinking about kind of reflecting on the whole year?
I guess working at the Writing Center has really made me like value like work ethic, and made me realize like, wow, the Writing Center is like just such a good tool to like, if nothing else, it like forces you to think about what you're writing, you know? And I always like take that with me so that when I'm doing my own writing for like classes, I'm like, make this a good paper, you know, like pay attention to it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And I think, again, you had actually mentioned before the break about implementing things that you learn about in the Writing Center in your everyday life.
Yeah.
Which I think is admirable.
Thank you.
So I kind of want to ask these. So then looking at trying to do your New Year's resolution, being a vegetarian, is that something that you're going to, you know, working at the Writing Center, the skills you've learned, this idea of collaboration or this whatnot, is going to give you the tools to overcome that? Or do you think that you're in a better spot to satisfy your resolution because of that?
So you're asking me if
my... It's an abstract question.
I was really wondering how you're going to make that connection.
It's an abstract question.
So if my skills that I've learned from the Writing Center will transfer into succeeding in my New Year's resolution.
Because, okay, I want to let you answer that, but it's going to make sense in a second once you answer that.
Yeah, I mean, I think working at the Writing Center, like I said, about work ethic and like even collaboration, like my roommate will help me out. She'll be like, oh, I took the chicken out of this if you want to eat it, you know? Other than that, I'm not really sure.
Here's what I was getting at. Maybe I struggled to articulate it.
A little bit, maybe.
But what I was getting at is that so many people struggle with their New Year's resolutions to the point where I feel like New Year's resolutions are like a joke now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of frustrating because I think any motivation that someone has to make a positive change in their life should be encouraged. So I don't like this whole joke about the New Year's resolution thing. But whatever, it's a joke because so many people do something for 2 weeks and then quit.
Yeah.
And I think actually at the 15th of January, we're getting right into quitting the resolutions season.
You're right.
So what I was trying to get to the point of is get to the root of is why do so many people struggle with their New Year's resolutions, and what kind of tools do we look for in our lives that are going to help us stick to these resolutions? And I think that, you know, the skills that we learn as tutors and the things that we do at a really small level in appointments are things that should be taken very broadly, like throughout our lives. And yeah, collaboration. I mean, you can't do this alone. I'm not going to be able to do this alone. I'm not going to be able to inspire myself to get to the gym by myself 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I need somebody to go with me at least a couple times. You know, I need people to hold me accountable to,
I was gonna say that too, yeah,
to eat the right stuff. And
setting agendas, your meals.
Yeah, even something like anyone who writes anything is a writer. That the idea that we teach at the Equable, it's like, okay, well, I'm not a necessarily fit person. I'm not a gym goer, but I'm going to the gym.
So you're a gym goer.
Yeah, so there I am. And so I've found it, reflecting back on my Equable experience, really beneficial to take these what seem like hyper-specific theories that work in the Writing Center and apply them to your life.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do that with my New Year's resolution because we're serious about it this year.
Yeah. Just like we were last year and the year before.
Just like we were last year. I don't even know what I tried to do last year.
I think I made like my problem last year is that I made a really long list of like, here, do all these things, get focus. And then I was just like, I found that list in like November and I was like, that's funny that I thought I could do all of that.
Yes.
You got to boil it down.
And then one last thing about this New Year's, new goals, new you, new Kate, new Ryan, new Scrawl is specifically in the Aqua, but we set goals all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think at orientation we did a goal setting exercise. Do you have any Aquable specific goals, things you want to get done professionally by the end of the year?
Definitely working on Scrawl has been a cool goal.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
First, that's awesome. Episode. Good answer.
Do we call these episodes?
Yeah, it's an episode.
Okay. Episode. Episode one. Also
episode
I'm,
more like amazing hour-long journey.
Journey. Journey one down. I'm also going to be a writing fellow this quarter, so I'm excited to learn about all that.
Writing fellows. That'll make Lauren Martin very happy to hear that you...
that I'm pumped.
Yeah. She's going to be pumped. Okay, cool.
Just try new things.
Specifically, you know? I'll share something with you. I wanted to actually use the Aquable more this year.
Mm.
And specifically, because you're a poet, and I think this will go great, I want to learn how to poet.
Yeah.
How to poetry. I don't know. How to poetry. I don't know how to write poems at all. And to the point where I don't even know how to read poetry.
Wow.
So I want to...
It's like reading most other words.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.